Podcast. PCP. My name is Pete Kogel. This is PCP 833, recorded for Friday the 1st of March. Yes, we are now officially into the Northern Hemisphere spring. Certainly we need it here in the UK. It's been nothing but miserable, wet and dark and grey, and we've had horrible, horrible days. But that music certainly cheered me up, and I hope it cheered you up as well. That was a band called O. You can find them. If you put in O with a dot after it, a full stop, you might find them a bit easier. Or O, the band. Duo, fantastic. Boyfriend and girlfriend duo. She plays the drums, or should I say percussion, because it's just more than just drums. It's absolutely amazing what she can do with the drums. Lots of different cymbals. Weird things, like a cymbal that had been sort of cut into a spiral, which she put onto other cymbals, onto other drums. And then when she hit it, when it was on the snare, I think she took the snare off, the snare strip at the bottom of the snare drum, put the spiral on top, hit that, and it had like a delay effect. It was amazing. And of course, a boyfriend on baritone saxophone, the enormous saxophone, and loads of different pedals. He was able to turn it from sounding like a very high-pitched cornet trumpet sound down to the full baritone and bass notes, and delay pedals, all sorts of different pitch shifting stuff and effects. Amazing, amazing stuff. The future of jazz, as it were, I think. That was a track called Slice. It's the title track of their new EP, Slice. And they've been on a 10-date tour. I missed them the last time they were in the UK because they were, not the UK, in Brighton. They're from London. Because there was another gig at the same time, and I'd been to an all-day festival. They were headlining the all-day festival, but I had to go to the other gig. So I definitely wanted to see them. I was looking forward to it, and I was not disappointed. If you like that sort of thing, I think you might call it jazz, you might call it experimental, you might call it whatever you want, but I thought it was absolutely fantastic. So definitely worth seeing, and I should be playing some more from them as time goes on. I hope you enjoyed it. I have seen three bands in since the last time I recorded the podcast. I've been busy. I'm tired, as you might expect. I'm an old man these days, but I saw, some wonderful, wonderful, bands, three gigs, six bands in total. This is one of them. This is the support band from, which night was that? That was the Friday night. This is Servo, French rockers, three piece, very loud. Very interesting. This is a track from their album called Monsters, and the track is called Day and Night Monsters.
If we said we thought
PC Podcast
could put hairs on your chest, it would be somewhat unbelievable.
Phrase I find myself saying on a more regular basis than usual, especially to my wife. That was the Utopians with a track from their album Look Around You. That came to me via RDX promo. Rather enjoyable and very different from the album and track we had before, which is by Servo, a French three-piece from their album Monsters, the track called Day and Night Monsters. Very loud. I needed my ear defenders that night. I can tell you that was quite a session, but very good it was indeed. Lots of different people there from lots of different ages. There was a couple next to me, and I reckon she was in her early 70s, and I would have put him in his late 70s, if not, you know, even later than that. He looked quite an old gentleman, but he was still decked out in his heavy gear, his little hat on the top, little woolly hat. He looked like he could ready to rock, and he'd been rocking since the 60s. I just felt slightly worried for him, because, I mean, a lot of people were sort of moshing around behind him, and I just did feel that when you're that age, perhaps if you get hit, you're going to hurt yourself. But nevertheless, he enjoyed himself, and that's what I aim to be when I get to that age, is to be still gigging, if at all possible. Who knows? Right, I was going through Threads, the social media network that for Facebook and Instagram people put together, and I noticed something from Vince Millett from Secret Archives to the Vatican, and he was commenting on a young lady who was saying how difficult it was to get her music out there and how she had to keep applying for grants and various things, bits and bobs. And I thought, well, what's her music sound like? So I downloaded an album from Fatia magazine, F-A-T-E-A. It's called The Fatia Showcase Spring Session 2024. It seems like they have an album they release possibly every quarter. And once it's released in that quarter, you pick it up then, and if you can download it for free. And if you don't download it for free, you missed it. So I'm going to keep an eye on that because I thought it was some very interesting stuff on there. So I'm going to play it, a track. I thought, let Ellie know. This is by Ellie Walker and her band The Folly, from an album, as I said, Fatia Showcase Sessions, Spring 2024. This is My Heart Beats On.
You can't control it, and if you can't handle it, then it will find its way to someone who can. We'll be right back.
the excellent Fields Ohio, who I've been playing consistently for a few years now. That's from an album called Some Melodies Are Memories You Never Really Leave Behind You, Volume 1. I just love what they do. What do we call that? Ambient hip-hop? I don't know. It's just good stuff. I just rather enjoy what they have. That was a track called Kinara Makes Waves. You can find that at Bandcamp. Lots of different types of music on the show this week, as you can tell. So we've had some jazz stuff, we've had some pretty heavy stuff, we've had some reggae, and we had Ellie Walker. I rather enjoyed that. It's not something I would normally play, but I had listened to it and I thought, you know what, I'm going to play that because it's nice to have something different. And I've listened to some of the other tracks on that album, and I should be playing some of them as well. So hats off to Fatia Magazine for pointing that out. Hats off to Ellie for posting on Threads, and hats off to Vince for making me realise that. So that's the power of social media, folks. Go out and do what you can. Right, it's retrospective time. We're going to go off to something from 2007 in a second with a band called Verticals, but we're going to start off with E Otra with a track called Gratacielo.
Take a trip down memory lane with
Pete Kogel.
short and sweet. That was very nice indeed. That was Verticals, with a track called Stop That Building. And I tried to find out a bit more about them, and I haven't really found anything. I sort of went back to my old show notes from 2007 when I played that. It's from a band who had a MySpace page called Surf Verticals, and they're from Finland. The MySpace page is still there, but there's no information about them at all, and I can't find anything else on the net. So one of those things where this obviously failed to make an impact, but, well, they made an impact on me, and that's all that really matters, I think. And hopefully they made an impact on you. But that was excellent. That was the Stop That Building by Verticals. And before that word, Et Autre, E-U-X space A-U-T-R-E-S, Et Autre, and Gratte-Ciel, G-R-A-T-T-E, C-I-E-L, was the title of that particular track from their album called City, which I played in 2008. Rather enjoyed that. Right, back to the loud stuff now. The other band that played the day I saw Servo, they were the support band. This was the main act, Slift, another French three-piece band. Damn heavy, but damn good. This is Confluence.
Thank you. Muchísimas gracias.
Somos muy
equidad. Ahora, una reversión, otra banda que se formó en Tras la Sierra. A ver si lo reconocen.
Oh,
That was Mune Ki Dub with a track called Peace and Dub. The live version just come out as a single track on Dubophonic Records. I do love Dubophonic, what they do. And I do love Mune Ki Dub. I know they want to, they come to the UK and they wanted to play, and they did ask me and probably some other people if we had connections to get them a gig somewhere. But sadly, I don't have that influence. I've tried, but I don't really get that far, which is a bit of a shame. But it's not something I need to sort of get into my in my life, because I'm sure it's a pretty hard world trying to put gigs on. And I know people that do it very, very well, but I can't persuade them to take interest in that, which is a shame. But, you know, that's the way life goes. Before that, we had Slift with a track called Confluence from their album Ilion. Very loud, as I said, French band. Very, very varied in what they do. I mean, you listen to that and you think, you know, space rock, heavy metal, you know, various post-metal vibes, all sorts of stuff going on in there. And at one point, I swear, one of the lead guitarist was noodling with a keyboard and the guitar on his back. I saw the drummer and the bassist playing. Quite honestly, we could go into sort of swing jazz. Really, really very varied, very, very clever at what they do indeed, and very much enjoyed. Right, back to the next track. This is from IoT Records. It's by an artist called CC Temple. It's a single of his, just come out. It's called Another Round of C120. Remember them? We'll be right back.
test.
Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
And that was the Mickey Bereny Trio. Now, Mickey Bereny was the lead singer and guitarist in a band called Lush Shoegaze, sort of followed on from people like Cocteau Twins and that sort of stuff, from the 80s and 90s. Not a band I particularly knew an awful lot about, but I saw they were playing, and I'd seen the bass guitarist recently in his other band, Air Cooled, and I just thought, I'll go along. And although I don't normally go and see what I would refer to as perhaps heritage acts, I rather enjoyed it. It was very nice to sort of see some of that. And because it was sort of, it may be heritage to some people, it wasn't my heritage, I rather enjoyed the whole thing. Mickey did say that if you recognise that particular track, Leave Me Cold, which is a track originally by Lush, she says, you must be very old. And indeed, I am. I'm much older than she is, but very good indeed. Very, very good. Three-piece band, no drummer. They have the drums are on loop, but that's fairly common these days. So very enjoyable. And the support band were enjoyable as well. Honestly, we'll be playing some track from them next week. Before that, we had CC Temple with a single of his called Another Round of C120. If you remember C120s, for those of you that remember cassettes, are they back in again? I think they probably are back in again. I know vinyl is obviously back in again in a big way, but C120s. I always thought C120 was a bit of a gamble, really. You could easily break it. So the C90 seemed to be the cassette of choice for most people, I think. C60 was a bit of a waste of money. C90 was just about right, and C120 was a bit of a gamble. But showing my age there, showing my age indeed. Right, here's an album that apparently it was has been re-released. I think it goes back to, well, I'm not quite sure how far it goes back to be, from an album called Choreography by Tourmaline Hum. This is being re-released by some archivists called the Committee for Sonic Research, which I have played some stuff from them before. This track is called Neon.
I'm just Dysfunctional human, I'm no sin. Don't treat yourself. Nobody's gonna hate yourself like you hate yourself.
Treat yourself. So I did. That was by Silent Forum. Do want to see that band live at some point. I know they're sort of based all over various different parts of the southeast and Wales. Technically, they're from Cardiff because that's where I think they went to university altogether. But of course, I've known Wiggins, the lead singer, since he was about 14. When he played various gigs in with another person I knew from 14 who lived next door to me, and I knew their family and all that sort of stuff. But he's been around in various different bands, and Silent Forum is the latest. That is from their debut album. That is a single that came out just recently from that. The album is called Domestic Majestic, and I still do want to see them live. So if they ever do come to somewhere like London, perhaps I can go and see them. Perhaps I'll do that. I think it might be sensible if I did that, because I think it would be rather good to sort of close that loop. I mean, there must be about, I don't know, 25, 26, I think they mentioned 27 in that particular lyric. I don't know whether Wiggins is 27, in which case, if he is, I've known him a very, very long time. And then before that, we heard Tourmaline Hum, Neon was the title of that particular track, from the album Choreography, re-released. I don't know when it came out originally, but it was a rather nice track. I thought it was apparently it was something that they've re-released some stuff by various bands recently, and they forgot that one, so that one's come out now. So I'm glad they did. Rather good. Right, let's moving on. Here we have something. Oh, this is very different. A little bit of well, you decide what it is. The band is called Atavo Yo, and it's a track from their album Loud and Clear. It's called He's Coming, My Sweetheart.
Принимал, ой-ли, ой-ля-ли, ой-ля-ли, ля-ли. ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля-ля- мололи, валяли, валяли, ляли, ляли, алили, ляли. Прилюди меня сестрою называл, а после еще душенькою. Валили, валяли, валяли, ляли, ляли, алили, ляли. Уж ты душенька, котеженька моя, понравилась походочка твоя. Валили, валяли, валяли, ляли, ляли, алили, ляли. Понравилась походочка твоя, а походочка тихенькая. Валили, валяли, валяли, ляли, ляли, алили, ляли. А походочка тихенькая, поговорочка уведали моя. Валили, валяли, валяли, ляли, ляли, алили, ляли.
It's nice to have some sort of, I think that's in Russia, possibly from Russia, I'm not absolutely sure. Otavo Yo is the artist or band. He's coming in My Sweetheart from the album Loud and Clear, and very good it was too. Right, it's last track time. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've been particularly varied this week. I've been rather fond of the variations. And I'm going to go back to one of my old favourites. This is the Polish Ambassador. Been following what he's been doing on Bandcamp for quite a while. This is a new single. It's just simply called 10,000. And you can pick it up at Bandcamp. I would suggest you do that. I will be back next week with some more weird and wonderful music, which I've sourced from all over the world or bands I've seen live. And I hope you'll join me, and I hope you enjoy it. And tell your friends. I could do with a few more listeners. See you soon, folks.
$1,000 a piece.
It's as good for you today as it's always been.